President Trump this morning announced the latest in his administration's push to stop the country from fighting climate change. His administration has overturned an Obama-era government finding that the gases that cause climate change are a danger to human welfare. In effect, that means the federal government no longer has authority to regulate pollution under the Clean Air Act. KUOW environment reporter John Ryan is here to walk us through what this means for us here in Washington State. John, welcome.
Thanks, Kim.
So the White House is calling this the largest deregulatory action in the history of the United States. What exactly did the White House announce this morning?
They announced that they are revoking what's known as the endangerment finding. That's back in 2009, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency said that these gases, carbon dioxide and methane from burning of fossil fuels, endanger human welfare by causing climate change. And they're revoking that now. So if climate change doesn't endanger human health, then the EPA has no legal basis for trying to slow down that pollution. And the Trump administration says that this move will save $1 trillion by making cars cheaper. But environmentalists say that it will cost about that much in fuel cost and damages to people's health from breathing in more fossil fuel exhaust.
So this really shuts down the federal government's ability to regulate heat-trapping pollution. So if the EPA is not drawing the line on this, what could change here in Washington?
Well, the biggest source of this heat-trapping pollution in Washington state and nationally are motor vehicles. And we can expect that with this not being regulated for their climate impacts anymore, we can see more gas guzzlers returning to the market. You know, automakers might not change their long-term plans of retooling factories, because, you know, maybe a next president might reverse this. But for the next few years, at least, it looks like they'll be able to sell as many gas guzzlers as they want without any kind of consequences from federal regulators or any penalties.
Right. Well, states like Washington have their own policies to fight climate change. For instance, we have carbon auctions. We make major polluters pay millions of dollars for the right to keep polluting here. Would the Trump administration's policy change what our state can do to tackle these pollutants here locally?
That is the big question that is certain to be fought in court battles that will reach the Supreme Court. This morning, though, even before the White House press event announcing this was finished, the Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown said the move was illegal and would be challenged. I spoke with a University of Washington law professor who has been following this closely. Here is Senna Knudsen from the UW Law School.
In making this move, the problem doesn't go away. The problem just gets pushed down to states. And then you start to see kind of a patchwork of various regulations, and it becomes more costly and more inefficient for everybody. This move doesn't make a lot of sense unless one truly believes that there's no need for climate regulation, which in the face of science feels pretty indefensible at this point.
And, you know, President Trump has called climate change a scam and a hoax and even a religion, and that's in contrast to the absolutely worldwide consensus that it is the kind of dominant scientific reality of the 21st century.
Yeah. Well, as we've heard, this is already heading to the courts. And if the Trump administration's moves survive those legal challenges, I mean, in the meantime, what does it mean for the environment? I've heard some critics say it could mean more severe flooding, wildfires, dirtier air, these kinds of things.
I mean, critics, yes, but also I would say scientists. They've been saying this for years or decades, that these are the sorts of changes we can expect to see more of as our 21st century progresses, until we as a species, I guess, can get these emissions under control. And in the short term, if we see more burning of coal or oil, we will see more local health effects from the local pollutants, the particulate smog-forming things that really can get into people's lungs and do more immediate damage.
KUOW's John Ryan reports on the environment for us. John, thank you so much for walking us through this today.
You're welcome, Kim.